Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thanks to Jim Miller, who brought about some fantastic quarterback conversation today on the show. And thanks to Herbie and Campy, a.k.a. White Fudge Oreo. I think that's what we'll go with for now. I'm sure it'll change the next time that we talk with them. But thanks to you for listening to the show as well, and our list of funny people who were in the armed forces made a quick visit to the show today. Taking the rest of the way this afternoon is the afternoon show here, The Score, of Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. Hello, men.
Happy Monday to you, Lawrence Holmes. What's happening?
What's up, Lawrence?
I enjoyed just kicking back and watching some ball yesterday.
There was some good stuff yesterday, wasn't there?
There was also some terrible officiating in maybe.
Yeah, we get that almost every week.
But I mean, it was, look, I'm not here to cape for New England. God knows they don't need it. But Jerome Boger's crew yesterday was offensively
bad. A little challenged yesterday,
offensively bad.
Well, they were out of challenges way too early.
Yep.
So yeah, Belichick messed up the first challenge, and then he had multiple other calls go against him. And then the odd displacement of the ball, 5 yards instead of 10 yards on a penalty, ended up not mattering because the Patriots blocked a punt two plays later. But that's just unacceptable.
The N'Keal Harry thing was pretty bad, too.
It was, and that one actually did cost him points. It was odd, because like whether it's what you're just conditioned to believe because of the narrative or fact, it was odd to see calls go against the Patriots in Foxborough in a big game.
And Brady didn't make excuses after the game. He took it the way a veteran leader is supposed to take it, I thought. And what comes out of that game is the passing of the torch, yes? It's Patrick Mahomes' league now. Tom Brady, move over.
It's kind of interesting to me that all of that happened to Tom while Jimmy Garoppolo is out here just like, wee, touchdowns for everybody.
But not only that, which definitely was fun to have that happen on the same day, but I don't know if it's directly to Pat Mahomes. I mean, the Patriots have lost 3 of 5, the three quarterbacks they lost to, Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson.
By the way,
last year's MVP, this year's MVP, and a guy who's probably going to have like five top five MVPs in his career.
It goes to my theory that the Patriots should sign Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
come be them. Just for practice, you're now the scout team quarterback because I might have to run through those guys to get to a Super Bowl. So you be them for practice this week instead of having Julian Edelman out there, whoever they're going to bring in.
Yeah, that's not a terrible idea. I mean, Mahomes wasn't even great yesterday. The Patriots offense is awful.
Yeah.
And their offensive line is bad.
This is as
and outside
bad as
of
I've
Edelman,
seen their skilled position players.
It's terrible.
They don't have much going on at all.
It's happening at the worst time because clearly Tom is limited now.
Yeah.
And so you have that mixed in with he doesn't have a lot of help. It's not like, you know, 7 years ago where he may have been able to elevate the pieces that they do have. He looks like a lesser version of himself, too.
I have a bunch of numbers that we'll get into over the course of the show, but one that is my favorite. He leads the NFL in throwaways this year. And I saw it with my eyes. We talked about this on the show 6 weeks ago, that they'd run a screen pass and he would just throw the ball into the ground. Or if the first read isn't there, he just turtles and throws the ball into the ground. Like, he doesn't trust anyone other than Edelman. He doesn't trust his line. And he doesn't want to stand in there and get hit. He hasn't wanted to do that for 5-7 years.
He took some shots yesterday, though.
He sure did. But I'm just saying, like, he knows that he's just, like, trying to survive in advance. Survive in advance. Survive in advance. There's just so many plays this year, if you've been watching the Patriots, where he's just throwing the ball at dude's feet.
Yeah. He looks resigned, doesn't he?
He does.
His face. You can tell he's resigned.
And Texter saying it's not Mahomes' league until he does it in the playoffs. Man, he left that AFC Championship game in Foxborough last year with a lead, and then his defense left him.
Yeah,
let him down.
They're probably right. I probably have my head out over my skis a little bit, but if you want to bet on the Patriots right now, I did for the last time yesterday.
It can't be the league MVP's league until he does it in the playoffs, even though he kind of did it in the playoffs.
He dominated the playoffs last year.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he dominated the playoffs last year.
We got a baseball shake.
This is a huge baseball story. Jeff Passan, my guy, reporting a record-setting deal for Steven Strasburg to return to the Nationals.
Damn it.
7 years, $245 million. So he joins David Price, Zach Greinke, Max Scherzer, and Clayton Kershaw in the $200 million pitcher mark, but he sets a record for average annual value.
I'm rich, God!
Yeah, so because Price got 7,217, and so this is 7,245. Garrett Cole expected to top him, presumably with the Yankees.
Especially now, since that was the number that was thrown around with the Yankees.
If he goes on the radio today in D.C., do you think the host will ask him if he's going to treat himself to anything now that he's in that stratosphere economically?
I don't think so.
What his response might be? Get an oh no.
Oh no, yeah. Steven. I know you've been earning for a while, but do you have a new car that you have in mind?
That's a lot of dough. That's
get yourself a Ford F-350 with that type of
want. Lawrence, I'm so happy to hear you quoting what is my favorite football movie today, North Dallas 40. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. Every time I call it a business, you call it a game. Do you know which former NFL player said that to Charles Durning's character, one of the assistant coaches in North Dallas 40?
I cannot
remember.
He died
at the age of 39. Notre Dame's John Matusak,
really?
Who was an absolute wild man. He played most of his career with the Raiders. I think he also played for the Oilers, the Houston Oilers, and the Redskins. But yeah, he died of a drug overdose. He was tremendous in that film as O.W. Shattuck, good old number 69. I love the North Dallas Bulls, man. They came up short. They were the precursor to Tony Romo and the dropped hold in the Cowboys playoff loss. That's how the North Dallas Bulls didn't get to the title game.
I didn't put those two things together, but you're right. Yeah. I remember watching that and just going,
it stands up.
That's
when Romo dropped the ball.
Oh yeah,
I was in a hotel room in Indianapolis because my cousin was living with me at the time from Kansas City. So we drove from here to Indy to watch Chiefs Colts earlier in the day when Peyton Manning was still on the Colts. So we're watching that game in a hotel room, and it was just like, oh my God, it was the beginning of a series of ridiculous mishaps for Tony Romo.
Yeah,
none of which had anything to do with him as a quarterback, by the way.
That would continue. The calamity has continued in the Cowboys franchise since then.
Yeah, the Dez caught it or didn't, then a big drop by...
Why is your starting quarterback your holder anyway? You know, that's a question that probably should have been asked at the time. I don't know if it was. I don't remember.
One of those secure hands.
Yeah, exactly. You went for the fake so you could stand up and throw it. But yeah, that was
a mistake.
The touch.
I do wonder, because you hear these stories about considering all of the injuries... I wonder how many people have actually called Romo and been serious. Like, not just, hey, Tony, if you come back.
I still think he's better than Dak. But I don't know how many people have called him. But you think Hasselbeck told the story on ESPN like a month ago.
Yes.
That he said he got a call this year from a winning organization.
Yeah, and he wasn't as good as Tony.
No, and he's older.
Those, you guys forget about the injuries that piled up on Romo, though. His body had taken a beating.
Yeah, but I think his body's fine now.
We'll see how long that lasts.
I have no idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea to bring back Tony Romo, but yeah, I would imagine teams have given him a call. I mean, there was J.P. Lossman at a Clemson Pro Day, was working out receivers, and he said that a scout asked him if he was interested in coming.
Still want to play some ball, JP?
JP Lossman. Well, he wasn't good in his prime.
Want to play some ball?
Makes no sense.
No, thank you. I've banked all these millions I stole.
Lawrence, how are you emotionally handling rumor season for your White Sox?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I just show me the baby. That's all I care. I'm trying really hard not to stick my head into the, well, they might get this guy. I don't even want to hear it. It's one of the things I do hate about like GM meetings and the winter meetings. Because even this past weekend, There's all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, not believing it until I see a release or it's a reporter of repute that I respect. I look right past it. I was like, literally like, eh, okay.
I enjoy it because it seems like we're at least getting real hot stove back.
Yeah, you know, people like signing early too. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like it's not. It doesn't feel as fake. Like maybe the Ozuna one to the White Sox feels fake because of the reporter and then how quickly it was shot down and all of that. But just like the idea of wow, the Cubs could trade Chris Bryant today. Like it's possible. There's enough big moves happening right now that it's like it wouldn't be completely ridiculous if Gerrit Cole signed tomorrow,
right?
You know, what
especially
I mean?
Now that Strasburg has kind of set the market for him.
Yeah, so now you know Rendon probably isn't going back to the Nationals, so now you can really dream about him. Like I've said the last couple of years, I think it's a good thing for baseball if these things happen close together and in flurries so that it actually drives like a domino effect of news and people can start stacking these things on top of each other and actually care about it as opposed to having it spread out over 120 days like the last two off seasons. So
and into the season
right. That's the problem, Mac. Like that's it where you're sitting here going, really? Like we have to you're not going to see all of this stuff with Machado and Harper until we get later into the process. And then you get that for a couple of weeks, and here's Mike Trout. Hey, $400 million. How about that? Here's my extension that I got. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to more of this, and I do like it happening faster because I think that baseball does itself a disservice all the time with the way that they spread out their awards. I think that's really silly.
We do, too.
It just seems as if they're
spreading them out in November.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I care, but I don't care. Like, there's no reason why you couldn't do all of that stuff before the playoffs.
Or during the playoffs. Yeah, while people are thinking baseball. Still emotional about the season they just watched.
Absolutely.
So I'll ask you guys this, and we can talk about it over the course of the show as well. If I put the over-under for Gerrit Cole at $300 million, where are you going?
It's funny, we talked about this earlier in the show today. I thought that was the number in my head. And then when I started to see Yankees are talking 245, I was like, that's a little less than I was expecting. So I'm going to say under.
I probably would lean under too, but I wouldn't do it with a lot of conviction.
So if Strasburg just got 7-245, that's 35 a year over 7. If you figure Cole gets at least 8, that's 7, or that'd be 8-280. And then if he just gets a little bit more, if he gets $37 million a year,
it's doable.
If he got 8 for 38, it would cross $300 million. So, just based on
he's 29, right?
I think that's
Yeah. But the expectation is that he's going to get a better deal than Strasburg.
I agree, but
right?
I think it's. Well, we'll see, but I think it's probably Cole ends up with 260 instead of 300.
So you don't think he blows out the Strasburg deal?
I mean, $15 million is nothing to sneeze at, but I don't think that it's not the 300 number because if he were 27.
Yeah. I just think, I mean, it's the idea of giving a pitcher $300 million guaranteed is a crazy thing.
Connecting the dots here, they obviously, it's a tough putt for them to keep Rendon with that kind of money committed to Strasburg.
Yeah, Rendon will be leaving.
Rendon's, okay, now the plot thickens. Hey, the Cubs
sure
can trade Chris Bryant. He can play third base for your Cubs.
I'm in.
Or the Sox can move Moncada over to second base or make him your right fielder that you've been, a lot of people have been coveting. Gotta have a right fielder.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station. Yeah, obviously I'd love Rendon in a Cubs uniform, but I wouldn't mind just watching him regularly. So either side of town
yeah,
is fine.
Just bring him to town.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Put him in Rosemont. They have a hot dog team, don't they?
That'd be
the
fine.
Dogs,
whatever it takes.
He could be Carlos Zambrano's teammate.
Did he end up ever playing for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he hit like 91 on the gun. He had some good outings.
Oh, good for him.
Didn't get hurt, I don't think.
No, didn't get hurt. I don't think he pitched that much, but he got topped off in the low 90s.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's on his way back.
He's a special guy.
Yes, he is.
I loved him. He was an exciting player. You never knew what was going to happen when that dude was on the diamond.
when he was in studio with us for 40 minutes, one of the days you were out, I was like, I have no idea what the next word you're going to say is. And I asked you the question. Like, it was just a mile a minute, but it was awesome.
Well, enjoy yourselves today. What do you got going on?
Lots of football today. Spinning around the NFL, our Monday morning quarterback, Monday afternoon quarterback in our case, Boomer Esiason will join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, and Bruce Levine will check in from sunny San Diego. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.